It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Wally Ferriston is one of the busiest people working in comedy today. He's been running cue cards for Saturday Night Live for more than three decades. WNYC's Carrie Shaw has the story.
Wally Ferriston knows that most people have never met a cue card guy. He often dreads the moment when someone finds out what he does for a living.
They won't let me stop talking about it for the entire night. It's like a constant, like, wait, that's a job?
He gets it. He didn't even know it was a job until he applied. Wally graduated from Syracuse University with dreams of becoming a comedy writer. He's from a funny family. He describes his dad as a wannabe comedian. His brother Spike wound up writing the Soup Nazi episode for Seinfeld. But in 1990, Spike was a receptionist at SNL, and he'd heard about an opening on the cue card team.
I was like, great, did you recommend me? And he was like, no, I know your handwriting's awful. And I was like, let them tell me my handwriting's awful, not you.
His brother called back, and Wally eventually got the job.
I didn't think of it as a lifelong thing. I just thought it would get me in the door to be a writer.
Wally's first day at SNL, he had to hold six cards for a popular Mike Myers sketch. If you're an SNL fan, you may remember it. Sprockets. What Wally remembers about that first day is that he thought his boss was trying to get him fired.
As a person running the show, I would never give anybody on their first day six cards to hold at anything. No one else had them. So if I screwed up or if I dropped a card or was slow, that the sketch was ruined. So I think he was trying to sabotage me.
But Wally managed, and his boss took note.
He said, I've never seen anything like that. I go, what? He's like, your entire body was shaking, but the cards were perfectly still.
3 years later, Wally was running the cue card department. And that ability to stay calm under pressure is a big part of why he's had the job for decades. Running cue cards seems like a job about penmanship, and it kind of is. But it also requires athleticism, emotional intelligence, and a high tolerance for adrenaline. For starters, you have to be fine working in front of a packed audience, on TV, knowing your mistakes could be seen by millions. You have to be attuned to other people's comedic timing. Flip the cards too fast and the performer misses the punchline. Too slow and you ruin the joke. Also, the cards are heavy. For a cold open on SNL, he might hold 300 cards for several minutes in a row. No wonder he's dealing with tendonitis. After a season of SNL, he says it's hard to put on a shirt. He gets a cortisone shot and does weeks of physical therapy in the summer.
It's like an athlete preparing for a season, except I'm preparing to hold cue cards for Saturday Night Live and for Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers has worked with Wally for more than two decades, starting at SNL and continuing now at Late Night.
Probably 95% of the words I've said on television have been held up by Wally, particularly in the early years of SNL when I didn't know where to look. Wally was incredibly helpful. And then throughout my update years where I knew exactly where to look, Wally got so good at learning my rhythm and the speed at which I talk, and I never had to worry about him being early or late on a card.
Wally isn't just behind the scenes. He's been making cameos on NBC since the early 90s. Over at Late Night, he now regularly banters with Seth on the show. Earlier this week, he was decked out in gold necklaces, flashy rings, and sunglasses for a bit with Seth about a bank failure. Later in the show, the guest John Oliver brought the focus back to Wally.
I just have to say that Wally is still sitting there wrapped in gold.
How? Wally, there have been multiple commercials.
I saw him. It is. It's. Yeah. It's eye-catching in a way that feels intentional.
Yeah.
Wally's having fun with his newish recognition. He's getting an agent to try acting in commercials this summer. He has a side hustle selling personalized cue cards. He's hoping to capitalize on the Wally name now that he's turning 58. He says he's glad his writing career took this very unexpected turn.
If I had, you know, not gotten good and started running things, I probably could have stopped and then pursued the writing more.
But Wally says he's had some really cool experiences over his 33 years as a cue card guy, working with countless celebrities. His favorite was Betty White. He puts it this way.
I think I've lived a really cool, interesting life.
Carrie Shaw, WNYC News.